The next composer on the program, Johannes Brahms, is yet another romantic composer. Romanticism took a particular hold in Germany. Germans were very fond of seeing themselves as tortured souls. And Brahms was one of the most tortured of all romantics. Part of the reason for his agony was just simply that he was a romantic and therefore had to live in a state of constant misery. That was part of being a card-carrying romantic. You just were always miserable. But Brahms had other, more specific reasons for being miserable. He felt very much in the shadow of Beethoven. He was afraid that his pieces would sound like weak imitations of Beethoven's music. He just felt like he could never get out from under Beethoven's thumb. Now, his music sounds, at least to me, very original. It's no doubt influenced by some of Beethoven's stuff, but it doesn't sound like Brahms was a copycat or anything like that. But Brahms was really paranoid about Beethoven's influence on him and felt certain that he was nothing more than a copycat. He was terrified to try his hand at composing a symphony because of his fear that his symphony would sound like, guess what, a weak copy of a Beethoven symphony. Finally, Brahms got up the nerve to write a symphony after his friends had been harassing him about it for years. Like, come on, Johannes, just go ahead and write a symphony already, you know? Well, finally he did it, and one nasty critic called Brahms' first symphony Beethoven's 10th symphony. Exactly what Brahms was afraid of. You can imagine that that did wonders to the old ego. So in the piece I'm playing for you today, Brahms Rhapsody, you'll hear a lot of thundering fury, in part due to Brahms's anxiety about copying Beethoven. So he's pouring out his angst in lots of thundering chords. But of course, thundering chords are one of Beethoven's specialties too. So when Brahms is expressing his anxiety about Beethoven's influence, he does express that anxiety in a really Beethovenian way. So maybe there is something to the old copycat charge after all.